Yo, you believe when they say we ain't it, we can't grow? All we are is dope dealers and gangsters and hoes. And you believe when they be telling you lie? All on the media, they make the world look crazy to keep you inside. Why you listen when the teachers at school know you a young single parent out struggling? They think you a fool. Give your kids bad grades and put them in dumber classes. Killing shorty future, I wonder how do we last it? Underground in their casket, ancestors turning. I'm learning something every day, there is no Lazarus. Words like God is Greek or Latin. So if you study Egypt, you'll see the truth written by the master. This money cause it's chilling, getting high, relaxing, envisioning ownership. Yeah, it can happen. What do we own? Not enough land, not enough homes, not enough banks to give my brother a loan. What do we own? The skin on our backs. We rent and we ask for reparations. Then they hit us with tax and insurance if we live to be old. What about now? So stop being controlled. We black zombies.
Walking, talking, dead. No, we think we're living.
Black zombies.
We just copycat, following the system.
Black zombies.
Walking, talking dead, though we think we're living.
Black zombies,
we just copycat, following the system.
Black zombies. Ayo, we trapped in our own brain, behind bars, we've already gone insane. They've already gave up, cut our own heads off, stab our own backs and dream too much without fulfilling reality. Too greedy in, can't have one or two chains, we need three of them. Can't have one or two guns without squeezing them on our own people and black leaders, cause whites ain't got none leading them. The rhythm is cosmic, Nas is divinity, the deity's profitless. All get down and get up, victims walking around with Down syndrome all stuck. Fainting, shouting, catching Holy Ghost in church. Scared to do it for ourselves, lest we see somebody doing it.
That was Black Zombie by Nas. You're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM, your peace and justice radio station. Before we wrap up the show, we are going to be speaking with students from the Bushwick School of Social Justice.
Yes, very special guest in the studio with us today. Bushwick School for Social Justice is what it says. It's a school that tries to teach students how to take matters into their own hands and fight for social change. Today we're going to talk about a campaign for justice in the bathrooms at Bushwick campus, and students in one advisory in Bushwick School for Social Justice are asking for changes and improvements in their campus's bathrooms. They're not looking too good right now, and that's part of the school curriculum. It's the first year that Bushwick School for Social Justice has been around, and the school aims to encourage students to be confident and engaged in their communities, and studying social justice is very hands-on in that way at the school. So the students in each advisory class come up with a social justice campaign, and this past week the organizers of the Bathroom Justice Campaign presented their research and requests in front of the whole school at the town hall meeting. And right now we have three of the members of the campaign organizing committee in the studio. We have Myra Kantos, Stephanie Prasad, and Janelle Lahaz here in the studio. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
To Rise Up. Thanks so much for coming in and getting out of school for it. Hopefully your whole advisory can listen. Can you start out by just telling us about the campaign, how you got the idea, and what it's all about?
Well, we started out because a lot of people, actually the girls, they were complaining about the bathrooms. They were so nasty. You would be afraid of touching things because you could get infected with something, you know? And then what we did was we stopped complaining and we took action. And our first steps were just like trying to figure out what we wanted to do exactly. And then we mapped out charts and we took control over everything. We talked with our principal. We talked with our class and what they wanted to do, so everyone had a say in it. And then we actually made skits and charts. So it was really fun. It was a really good experience. We were nervous at first, but then we got used to it, and we're only a couple of steps close to actually doing it.
Myra, can you talk about why this issue of the condition of bathrooms in the Bushwick campus is a social justice issue?
Okay, it's a social justice issue because we as students in the school should feel comfortable in going in the bathroom, and because, you know, people want to go to the bathroom and make sure they're safe. So if we're social justice, we should make sure that every part in our community is like very clean for us. So we want to feel comfortable in the bathroom. So we decided to make it, you know, cleaner for not only us, but everybody in the school.
So, Stephanie, can you describe some of the things that you did to get other students aware of this issue and find out what they thought about the bathrooms?
Well, we took a survey first, just brainstormed everything that we needed. And then we just, each advisory we went to, like two person, and we just went to each advisory and told them about everything that we wanted to do about the bathroom. And that was about it.
And how was it received?
We presented it to every advisory. We made charts, graphs, all those.
What was the response by the students? Did the students care? Did they think that it was a good idea that you were taking up this bathroom campaign?
Yeah. They thought, like, if we feel bad about it, they thought the same, because it's like they're going into the bathroom, they see it dirty, they don't want to use it, and they get sick because, you know, they hold it until they get home. And that's how people get sick and stuff. So they agreed with us, and they gave us their opinion and what they thought, like, what they gave us advice and everything. So it was good. They took it.
Yeah, they backed us up.
So what was the purpose of the town hall meeting where you presented the campaign?
The town hall meeting, the purpose for it is to let everybody know what we're doing and how many steps close we are to actually, you know, fixing the bathrooms. And every town hall meeting has a special meaning. We start with an opening, a skit, or somebody talking. And then we just talk about the issues that we don't like, what we do like. And then we wrap it up with a unity clap. And it's fun. Yeah.
So Bushwick is a high school, right? And so there's 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. How did you talk with and speak with and get the older students involved?
Well, actually, you guys are the first year this year, right? You're the ninth graders coming into Bushwick School for Social Justice, and you're leading the way. So soon enough, you'll be the upper grades. But actually, we were talking the other day when I was speaking with you all about what it's like to sort of be the first students to start this school and try to pave the way for other students to come into your school. And do you want to say a little bit about what that's like, Janelle?
You have a lot of pressure on yourself because you know that you have to be the first graduating class so you can set an example for the other kids that are coming in. And, you know, you get pretty nervous because all your teachers want it to be perfect, want you to graduate, you know. Like me, I have no choice. I have to graduate, and I have to go to college. And, you know, you really want to do something about it because you say, well, you know, I'm going to be an example for all of these kids that are coming in.
Right, and so you're actually preparing the school for the future classes, you know, with improving the bathrooms ahead of time so that the people who come in after you will have a clean and safer environment. Mm-hmm. That's great. Just for people who don't know about the Bushwick School, Janelle is saying that it's the first year. So next year, when you are 10th graders, there'll be an incoming class of 9th graders?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there'll be two grades, and then eventually?
Yeah, eventually the school will clean out.
Bushwick will be smaller. Finishing out. There won't be no more Bushwick.
And then we'll take over.
Yeah.
So what other issues are you thinking about working on within the school?
We're thinking about, like, security is very tough in the school. They're, like, sometimes they're rude, so we want to make sure that, you know, we don't feel like criminals with the security. So that's our second project we're thinking of, because every time we go into school in the morning, we have to, like, either if we have keys, we have to put it in our book bags, and we can't bring certain things in school. So we're thinking about, like, making security easier on students because they're really, like, hard on us. So that's what we wanted them to be, like, less rude on people.
So it sounds like you guys are working on issues that directly affect students, and that's how you organize a social justice campaign to get the community involved, is when it's issues that directly affect them. What advice would you have for students who are at schools and want to do similar campaigns like the one you're doing about issues that affect their lives, but they don't have the same kind of, you know, supportive teachers and principal that want social justice to be part of their school experience? What advice would you give them?
I think, like, if they should do what they feel. If they feel that something is not right, they should make it right. And together, they could, like, make it better. If they see something's wrong, it shouldn't be wrong. They should work together, and just like we're doing, and, you know, organize it and think of all the steps that will take them to make it better. So they shouldn't be living, like, if they don't like something, make it better, not only for yourself, but for other people in the community.
What do you guys think you've personally got out of this campaign and working on it?
We've learned all the steps we need to do. And, you know, the teachers are really, really supportive, especially our advisory teacher, Mr. Rush. He's helped us in everything. And he's been really, really supportive, you know. And it kind of makes you want to
continue. Oh my God. Find more problems to fix.
Well, in my personal opinion, is like, together, like, we could make it better. Like, I found out that if we all unite and make, like, gather with a lot of people, we could make a change in the community. So we know that by ourselves, we're not, you know, alone. Strong. But now with our teachers, we're, like, not alone, and they help us, and they're, like, very supportive. So they help us make it better.
So what are the next steps in the campaign for cleaner bathrooms?
Oh, we have to raise the money to get everything. We have to get new paint. We have to fix sinks, fix toilets, stalls. So it's a really big responsibility for all of us.
And you were saying that there's no soap?
No, yeah, there's no soap.
Sometimes on the door, there's no locks. There's only, like, one lock that really works. Sometimes there's no toilet paper. It leaks, and they just fix it by putting tape. So
they put tape on the... you know, it's... Like, you think about it, and you're like, oh, my God, it's so cheap. You know?
They don't fix it. They just put tape.
So you all have to raise money for... The school has to raise money for
But
fixes.
Right now, we're going to try to focus on involving the other schools, because we only got it out to social justice. We're going to try to get it out to Bushwick, because it's not... It's like, what are we going to fix it for and make it a clean place, and then... People going to use it again and make it dirty. And so we want to get their opinions on it.
There's three other schools based on the Bushwick campus as well as the Bushwick School for Social Justice, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we have to wrap up, but we really want to thank you guys all for coming in. We've been speaking with, and we also really want to thank your teacher, Carla, who brought you over.
Thanks, Carla.
And glad you got to come into the station for today. We've been speaking with Myra Canto, Stephanie Prasad, and Janelle Lahaz, who are ninth graders at Bushwick School for Social Justice. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up, we just have to give a shout-out
to all our friends out there, BSSJ, Mr. Rush of all.
And all of our friends, our family, and especially Flacco. Because Flacco has been killing me. So, a shout out to you.
I want to say happy birthday to Jonathan.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jonathan.
Like, okay, thanks for the shout out, right, guys.
We have a couple of announcements that we need to get in before we wrap up for the show. This Saturday, December 6th, 2003, there's a fundraising party for Estevan Nembrard's defense. Estevan was beaten by the police in Worcester, Massachusetts while attending a Black Youth Leadership Conference, and now he needs to raise funds for his defense. The party will try to cover some of the estimated cost for his defense, and the party is Saturday, New York City at Unity House, with the address is 235 West 23rd Street between 7th and 8th Avenue. The cost to attend is as little as 2 slices of pizza and a drink. The doors open at 8. If you are unable to attend but you'd like to support his defense, donations can be sent to Estevan's Legal Defense Fund, care of United New York Black Radical Congress, and the address is 2840 Broadway, box number 330, New York, New York, 10025. A check can be made out to United New York BRC, putting Estevan's Legal Defense Fund in the memo line. His arraignment is next Friday, December 12th, and we're planning to interview him and have that on air next Friday. For more information, you can email nyblackradicalcongress@yahoo.com or call 646-437-5354.
Also, later on today, Friday, December 5th at 4 p.m. at Columbia University Teachers College. There's an event entitled Using Hip-Hop Films in the Classroom. We were talking earlier in the show about using hip-hop for education and anti-militarism organizing. Here's how to use hip-hop in the classroom. And for more information on that event, 4 to 6 today at Teachers College, 525 West 120th Street, you can email Monisha at mib2001@columbia.edu, mib2001@columbia.edu.
That's right. And December 13th, next Saturday, we're trying to give you a heads up so that you can make arrangements, because next Saturday there will be a rally, march, and conference for freedom fighter brother Mumia Abu Jamal, who has been a political prisoner for 22 years. The rally, conference, and march will take place in Philadelphia. For more information, please call 212-330-8029 or 718-849-6886. You can leave a message. Someone will be getting back to you. There are buses leaving from Queens. If you want more information on the Free Mumia campaign, it's also info@freemumia.com.
It's getting very cold, snowing out today, and for the third year, Kevin Powell is hosting a holiday party and clothing drive for Youth Homeless Shelter next Friday, December 12th from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Lush Lounge. That's 110 Duane Street between Broadway and Church. Admission is free with donation of winter clothes, so find your old coats. You can RSVP 718-399-0695 or nychappenings@aol.com.
Yeah. Oh, and sorry, no. The benefit is for Safe Horizon Street Work Project that works with young youth homeless. And so if you have old coats, gloves, scarves, hats, please, you can go to a party for free, or you can also take them to Safe Horizon Street Work Project at itself.
So we got to wrap up. Our engineer was Errol. You've been listening to Rise Up Radio. Check out our website, studentvoicesforpeace.org, and tune in again next week.
Third Wave is having a benefit, so check out their website.